Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes, another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just seconds. Danny Long here for my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. It's called Cardinal Corner. Well, it's March. And next week, I think we turn our clocks forward. Can't believe that, but I think we do. Pam and Lee said that in March, we need to start thinking of nesting birds, maybe starting with wood ducks and bluebirds. They're the first to arrive looking for houses. By the way, Cardinal Corner has beautiful Peterson bluebird kits that will help you attract those bluebirds to your yard or maybe start a bluebird trail. And feed those birds the freshest bird seed. You'll find only that at Cardinal Corner. Did you get their monthly newsletter yet? You can subscribe online. Just go to cardinalcorner.com. All kinds of tips and stories. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. You can call them 651-455-6556 or visit, as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim. It is officially 34 degrees, and we just got a text from our listeners in Forest Lake saying it's raining there now.
Yes. You know, here, I'm calling from the northwest side of Lake Waconia, where we live, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. But the interesting thing is, 6:30, we had lightning and thunder, and it was raining hard.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yes. First thunderstorm of the year. And right now, it's 33 degrees. The rain has stopped. And, Danny, you're right. Next Sunday, daylight saving time begins. We spring ahead.
So we lose an hour.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
But we gain some light, so there.
Yes. Well, no, all that helps. I was listening to the ad just a moment ago, the 11-day tour of Norway and Iceland next September 9th through the 19th. Michael Kenney does a great job of putting these tours together. You have been on several. I have,
oh, yeah,
too. And all I can say to people, if you've ever considered a trip to Norway and Iceland, this is a trip for you. But for more information, it's defined, D-E-F-I-N-E-D, destinations.com, or call 651-398-9358. And we've got about half the group spoken for already.
Oh, that's great.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we're half full.
Sounds like a great trip.
Yes. Sunrise today, 6:46, and sunset, 6:05. This is in the Twin Cities area. That gives us 11 hours, 19 minutes of daylight. We have gained 22 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and now 2 hours and 32 minutes is the total daylight gain since December 21st. That's 2 hours, 32 minutes. What a difference it makes since the winter solstice. The normal high for today is 35, normal low is 20. Record for today, March 4th in the Twin Cities, high 61. That was set in 1983 and again in the year 2000. The record low was set 145 years ago in 1873, minus 22. On this date, 34 years ago, 1984, it snowed 9.6 inches, almost 10 inches on the Twin Cities. We have a waning gibbous moon that set this morning at 8:24. It's pretty cloudy, so I don't think we're going to be seeing this moon setting. But it rises again tonight at 9:20. The moon phase will be at last quarter this coming Friday, March 9th. Well, spring really moved in this past week. Besides temperature highs in the 40s, and of course lots of melting snow, and even melting ice and driveways and sidewalks and so on. But I just want to go through the week here quickly as to some of the highlights. Last Sunday, many of us were digging out from 5 or more inches of snow. Temperature high was 30, but 30 is what you need, or below that, for good icicle growing. So it was an icicle growing day last Sunday, and the sunlight was so strong that there was much melting in the streets and paved parking lots, and even though we only had a high of 30. Now, starting Monday, the 26th, Tom Bovers from Faribault observed the first sandhill cranes. First sandhill cranes were observed over Wabasha, and that was a different group of people saw that. Tom Bovers from Faribault saw his first migrating flocks of red-winged blackbirds. And Gary Vollmer, who lives on the edge of Swan Lake, that's right near Nicollet, observed, several dozen migrating Canada geese that had returned. On Tuesday the 27th, Twin Cities warmed, to 47 degrees. That was the warmest we had all February on the 27th. In our neighborhood, a pair of bald eagles returned. We have this bald eagle pair that nests, and we all get a chance to watch this. Tom Bovers from Faribault saw and heard noisy flocks of American robins. So the first robins were seen in that area. First maple sap was running, but not much. This is reported by Don and Mary Summers from Summerscogan Sugar Bush and Minnetrista. And they also said the honeybees were out on cleansing flights. On Wednesday the 28th, I heard my first of year male mourning dove cooing. And our neighbor, Larry Lorenz, also heard his first of year mourning dove calling. Dark-eyed juncos began singing, according to Matt Shute, who heard them in Golden Valley. On Thursday, March 1st, March came in like a lamb with clear skies and high temperature 41, and many of the northern cardinals were heard singing loud and long. On March 2nd, Friday, horned larks were seen in pairs and small flocks along country roads by Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur. They drove 30 miles and along country roads, and they averaged 7 horned larks per mile. That would be a total of over 200 horned larks seen. On Saturday, just yesterday, Tom Bowers from Faribault reports first killdeer. And he saw a flock of at least 75 snow geese, hundreds of white-fronted geese, over 1,000 Canada geese. These are birds that were flying north. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur, trumpeter swan pair returned to the Coach Light Pond. So these are just a taste of some of the things that happened during what we call the first few days of meteorological spring. Some pairs of great horned owls are busy feeding young nestlings right now. House finches and northern cardinals sing early and often. Huge migrations of waterfowl have been moving into southern Minnesota, and this would be all the way across into the southwestern part of the state into that area too. Lots of waterfowl, right, white-fronted geese, Canada geese, snow geese, and more than a dozen species of ducks. Maple syrup producers such as Clark McNamus at East Bay Sugarbush, that's located on the northeast side of Lake Waconia, and David and Diana Herring at Waterville, they've been tapping their trees. The trees have been running just a tiny bit, but they're looking forward to some good runs soon. Even as far north as Isle, Minnesota, trees are being tapped. More American crows and bald eagles are returning to northern Minnesota. and Wisconsin, where deep snow covers much of the landscape. This could be probably some of the best cross-country skiing and snowshoeing in the entire winter in the northern parts of our two states. Julie Brophy reports from Victoria that the first of year eastern chipmunk appeared above ground on March 1st. Right in their own yard, she had a chance to feed it. Julie and Bill have been enjoying seeing an opossum in their yard this past week, and the first of year Canada geese flew over Victoria. That happened on Wednesday, the 28th. Gary Otto had an interesting observation. He lives near Darwin, but he was in Hutchinson, and he saw a black-billed magpie fly over the northern part of northern area of Hutchinson on February 23rd. Now, I haven't seen a magpie for a long time, but I used to see them in northwestern Minnesota. These magpies are mostly birds of the western USA. They're identified by black and white markings, unusually long tails. They're quite large themselves. They're about 19 inches long. They're known for being gregarious and noisy. But black-billed magpies casually come in, you know, they can move south and east during the winter out of their normal range. But they are permanent residents in the northwestern and north-central part of Minnesota, and that's where I have seen them. Boy, so many things. I've got more, too, but maybe we should talk about By the Yard.
Well, I think we should. I was reading, in fact, I mentioned it yesterday, that if you think that it's expensive to buy outdoor furniture, wait until you have to buy it more than once. It's one thing we don't have to do, you and I, Jim, is
We
get the By the Yard furniture, you just keep adding to it. You don't have to replace it. You just keep adding to it, right?
I mean, right. And you know what, Danny? I'm looking outside right now. Ours has been totally washed by the rain. It looks like brand new.
And that's the thing, Jim. And how long? You've had yours how long? How many years?
10 years,
Yeah, I think ours is about 15 or more. But if you've got a patio, a deck, a fire pit, or a lake home, you need some outdoor furniture, and you might as well buy the best. You might as well buy it from a family-run CCO Land Company. They're just great people, and they make the best patio furniture in the whole world. If you want quality and comfort and durability, 35-year warranty on this this furniture. Unbelievable. They've got over 50 tables, 8 different dining chair styles, 9 classic colors. You're going to find something exactly your style. Jim mentions it all the time. Get to the showroom because they have all the, it's a huge showroom, by the way, and they've got these different setups, right? These different situations where you don't have to visualize. You can actually see how this furniture works in various circumstances. But it's a quick drive, Jim. What are you, about 15 minutes from 494 and 169, something like that?
That'd be about it, and just a few miles from the Chaska exit.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. It's toll-free. It's a recording. Just leave your address. They'll send you that brand-new free color catalog. Here is the number, 877-220-0448, 877-220-0448. Stop by the showroom, or you can order that catalog on the web, too. I want to mention that, buytheyard.net. It is great furniture.
Yes.
All right, what else do you have, Jim? We have a few more minutes here, and we
Some
emails, too.
All right. Well, let you read those in a moment here. Mary Brislands from Lutzen reports that the pileated woodpeckers are calling and drumming. Boy, do they are quite loud, and that's a sign of spring up there. It's not real spring-like in the Lutzen area, and that's actually good because the cross-country skiing, the downhill skiing, and boarding are all great. More than 30 inches of snow has fallen there just lately, but none this past week. But Mary said last night the flying squirrels were extremely active, coming for peanut butter, peanuts, suet, sunflower seeds. And she said, there must be feeling that something's going to be changing. Tom and Lisa Bovers, as I mentioned Tom before, they're just excellent observers from the Faribault area. But one of the things they've noticed is on the February 26th, first kettle of bald eagles. That would be a group of bald eagles coming over and heading north. And yesterday they saw at least 50 bald eagles moving through. You only see 4 or 5 birds at a time in the air. think that is so neat. And also, on March 2nd, they were still seeing a snowy owl. And not too far, kind of between Nerstrand and Faribault. Of course, these snowy owls are going to be heading for the Arctic very soon. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield saw the first year eastern bluebirds near their house yesterday. So a couple of bluebirds showed up yesterday. Yesterday and Friday, they observed flocks of American robins, their first of the year. Now, robins that are seen now, look to see if they're really flighty and noisy. Those are migrants. Otherwise, they're ones that have been here all winter. They continue to see hornlarks along country roads. Matt Chute from Golden Valley leads hikes in the at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. He's a naturalist working there. But he and his wife are just back from the Yucatan Peninsula. Puerto Morales is where they were, and spent a good month there. But Sue and Matt, and then others, because he was leading these bird hikes, they saw the two most beautiful birds. They said painted bunting and the keel-billed toucan. But they saw Minnesota birds there that were wintering over, indigo buntings, common yellowthroats, the catbirds, ospreys. Those are just some of them of what they saw there. I know. I wanted to say, too, that Matt had friends from Wabasha. Matt is from Wabasha, and the first white-fronted geese arrived there the 27th, and the first tundra swans on March 2nd. First tundra swan coming from the East Coast. Why don't you read some of your things that you've got? And I want to mention, too, you sent me a packet of about 50 pages. I was trying to read them all last night, and I can't do justice to all this. All these observations that these people, these wonderful observers make, and they have so many questions that I can't personally answer them. I am so busy, I can't do it. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Okay. I was looking at a couple of them. In fact, we were taking some phone calls, Jim, from a couple of folks. Some observations. Do we have time? Yeah, we do, if you sure. have a moment. Ricky and Lucy saw St. Paul, 30 to 40 mourning doves at their feeder. Every day.
That's great.
Let's see what else. Rebecca from St. Michael heard a sandhill crane calling on Wednesday morning. And let's see.
Sandhill cranes, Wednesday morning.
Here's a question for you from Dan and Maggie. How rare is it for there to be a month without a full moon like we just had in February? I remember Jim saying the full moons were on January 31st and March 1st, leaving February technically without a full moon.
Yeah, once every 19 years.
Ah, interesting.
Last happened in 1999.
And you mentioned earlier Swan Lake, Shirley from the shore of Swan Lake. Let's see, reports flock of Canada geese. She wants to know, what do they eat?
Geese?
There's no open water, at least at the time.
They're gleaning out in farmers' fields.
Okay.
They go back where there's any open water. They feed on the water plants, like in the Minnesota River and so on.
And Friday, March 2nd, she heard the first cooing of a mourning dove, and so did Roger in Hudson, Wisconsin, on the 27th. So there you go.
Yes. Oh, what great observation.
I should say. Well, we have another minute if you have anything else.
Jim Hupta from Rice says the great horned owls continue to hoot at night and even early in the morning. 30 inches of ice on Little Rock Lake. So when you hear things like that, he says, in most places, you still need to be careful. Keith Radel from Faribault has been seeing, of course, his first robins. They're flighty and noisy, and they've been back for a couple days. And he says 18 species of birds come into their feeding station, including one red-breasted nuthatch and some pine siskins and a single red pole. I feel like we're running out of time here. I don't want to overdo this. Are you still there?
I'm still here, but we are out of time, and you finished just the perfect time. And
okay.
It looks like we have some snow coming, and you've heard more about that on CCO. But I hope you have a good week, Jim, and come back next week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you,
bye,
Jim. Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO. Yes, coming up in a moment, we'll fill you in on the latest Twin Cities forecast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.